are working with great intensity, with serious purpose, with a commitment to trying to resolve this conflict, and which I think presents us now with the possibility of trying to find a framework agreement which would really lay out the end game.
That's the American Secretary of State John Kerry speaking there. He was in Israel over the weekend, brokering a peace agreement, or attempting to, between Israel and Palestine. It's his 10th visit to the region in the past 12 months. And he seems, well, have some confidence that he's closing in on what could even be a deal. Retired Brigadier General Shlomo Brom is a senior research associate at the Institute for National Security Studies in Tel Aviv. Brigadier General, good morning.
Good morning.
The sense of agreement, is there some sign that the Secretary's negotiation skills may be close to bearing fruit? Are we getting close to an agreement?
Well, I don't know if we are getting close to an agreement, because the core issues are very difficult and the gaps in the position of the two sides are quite wide. But what I can do is that there is a very serious effort to reach an agreement, and one cannot but admire the persistence of Secretary Kerry in trying to achieve it.
Indeed, we've had Benjamin Netanyahu, the Israeli Prime Minister, and the Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas with John Kerry shuttling between them, the two, in recent days. The sense seems to be that we've got to the point where now we are at the crunch, where issues are on the table which will involve potentially mutual compromise. Are we now at the point where the hard questions have to be answered?
We reached the point where the two leaders have to take very difficult decisions that may make their domestic political situation very complicated. And that is the reason that I am not sure that we are close to an agreement. For Prime Minister Netanyahu to agree to accept the principle of borders based on the 67 lines as part of the framework agreement is very difficult. He may lose his coalition. And for Prime Minister, for President Abbas, it is very difficult to recognize Israel as a Jewish state, because the interpretation that is given to this recognition in the Palestinian polity is that he is giving up the right of return.
I mean, those
are the two very difficult decisions that the two have to take, and I'm not sure that they will take them.
And as you say, there's American pressure for Israel to recognise those 1967 borders, but the coalition of Prime Minister Netanyahu is making very specific threats that it will withdraw its support.
Yes, it's not only the coalition. I think that he may have problems even in his own party. Actually, at least among the members of Knesset, our parliament, of the Likud party, Netanyahu's party, there is a majority that will oppose strongly acceptance of this principle.
What do you think is the mood? I mean, is there a sense of willingness to at least confront those issues between the two parties to these talks?
I think that the impression is that the two parties are very serious and that they are trying to find any way, maybe creative wording that may enable them to reach the framework agreement, because both of them are concerned of the implications of a failure, especially if the blame will be put on their side.
What do you think, General Brom, is the next step in this process?
Well, if the two parties will accept this kind of framework agreement, and it's not only also so clear what is meant by accepting the framework agreement, because one of the ideas is that it will be presented as a kind of American bridging proposals, and it will not be an agreement that the two parties will sign on it, then they may achieve the purpose of all this shuttle diplomacy at this stage. And that is to achieve some basic understandings that will enable the two parties to continue negotiating a detailed agreement without relating to the fact that in April is very close.
A very high-stakes game, Brigadier General Shlomo Brom there.